the snowflakes fall as winter comes, and time just seems to fly.
Friends, I've been shooting and hunting with CVA muzzleloaders a long time. They are, in my opinion, the best muzzleloaders on the market. But did you know CVA also makes a very fine line of centerfire rifles, built to last and super accurate? Been hunting with those for several years. Check them both out, the muzzleloaders and the centerfires, online at CVA.com. Folks, I want to introduce you to some good friends of mine at Dash for Cash Pawn Shop in Siegelville, Texas, located at 133 Hall Street. The phone number is 972-287-3121. Go by there and talk with Gary or Randy, the owner. They're great people. They've got some great prices. Again, that's the Dash for Cash Pawn Shop, Siegelville, Texas, 972-287-3121. Well, friends, let's go down to the Trinity River above Lake Livingston. And David Cox, a longtime friend of mine for decades, Palmetto Guide Service. David is with us. David has guided he guides on Livingston year-round. But the white bass spawn, and he's, I don't know anybody that's ever fished the white bass spawn in the spring more anywhere than David Cox. David, thank you for being with us, buddy.
Thank you, Luke. I appreciate you so much. Thank you.
Yes, sir. You bet you, man. So I don't know how many years that we fished together in the Trinity River above Livingston, which is just a noted white bass. We call them sand bass up in the north part of Texas, but white bass run. And you have been guiding for decades down there. Nobody knows more about this, folks, than David, I'm telling you. But there's no appreciable rainfall in the watershed up the river, and there's no current right now in the Trinity to speak of down that way. But you said those conditions are conducive to catching a bunch of big spawning white bass right now. So tell us about that, how that works. You call them, I guess, residents of the river, but you and your clients are catching a bunch of big old white bass right now with very little current, right?
Yeah, that's exactly right, Luke. You know, I guess you one pattern leads to the next is a way to to describe it. If the creeks are moving, the fish will run as far up the creeks as they can and stack up with some phenomenal fishing. Well, right now it's been dry. We haven't had much rain. The Trinity River at Riverside is primarily where I'm talking about, of course. And the river's about a foot low right now. Mm-hmm. And you can see 2 or 3 feet down. I mean, the water is green. And the fish will spawn in the river. They don't have any reason to leave the river. They're not going to go up so much at Parman and White Rock and all the way up to Beat Eyes. You know, it's that moving current with local rains and Dallas rain that moves them up in the creeks. Well, that's just not happening right now.
Yeah.
And actually, I'm really excited about it because I love catching white bass in the river this time of year. The big spawn feed, I call them speed bass around here a lot of times. Old timers used to call them speed bass. But they will stack up in the river channel and fish it a little bit different. I fish a little bit bigger baits and troll quite a bit for them. Call it deep trolling, you know. But the river fishing is really going to turn on and get good here in the next couple of weeks. We had this Arctic front come through here and kind of slowed it down. But a few days before that Arctic front, I was out on the water. And we graphed a bunch of fish, went back over them, started catching them. And Luke, I mean, these fish are 2 pound fish full of eggs and just some really, really big fish.
You know, David, something that I love sand bass, white bass, love to catch them, love to remove the red meat first. I will say that. And I love to eat them after I remove the red meat. But people talk about an honest 2 pound white bass is a big one, but I know you get a kick out of it. I know you hear it. Yeah, we caught some 3-pounders, maybe 3 1/4 pound. Well, I want to show me one, right? I mean, they do get that big. I understand that, but that's rare, isn't it? A 2-pound white bass is a big one, you know?
Oh, that's a big fish.
Yeah,
it sure is.
He's going to be,
you know,
16 inches long.
Yeah. I've had clients break the lake record about 3 times, but nobody ever wanted to turn it in. So I guess that's just all hearsay, but I have in the spring, I've broken the record. I said, hey, I weighed a fish. You got the lake record here. But nobody was ever interested in certifying it. So anyway, that's just one of my things. But we call them river fish because I don't know, you know, the thing is, they're just big. When they spawn in the river this time of year, they're just always bigger fish. And so I'm really excited about it right now. And, you know, I know this system up here, I guess you say intimately. I've fished it so long, so many years. I know every little hump and cut and swing and sandbar.
Mm-hmm.
And it's changed over the years. You know, there's a lot of places up these creeks now you can't even get into, you know, with a John boat. It's just sanded in so much.
Mm-hmm.
But I know it like the back of my hand, I promise you. And, you know, I can go out there and find them usually pretty good, depending on the – and, you know, the Trinity River, Lake Livingston is such a volatile lake. It changes so fast. You get heavy rains in Dallas, you get local rain, and all this is kind of coming together. And, you know, Lake Livingston can go – this river here I'm talking about, how pretty and green it is. If we get a bunch of rain, it can turn over overnight. And that bite I'm talking about right now, it'll just ruin it.
Mm-hmm.
So,
yeah,
you know, you got to kind of be there, you know, get on it while that's good is all I can say.
Yep. David, when let me ask you this. When you're right now, you're what are you trolling with? I mean, when you're running a stretch of the river, you're trying to find the concentrations. I know what you're doing. But what kind of bait would you troll with, and how would you troll it, you know, to find them?
Yeah, there's a couple of ways, and honestly, I don't know why, but I do it a little bit different in the fall than I do in the spring. And in the spring right now for these big white bass, in a couple of ways, but I call it long trolling because you got to get your bait down there deep. You know, some of this water's, you know, 25, 30 foot deep, and these fish will be kind of suspended.
Mm-hmm.
You see people trolling. I tell people all the time, don't troll so much out in the middle of the river, because these fish will suspend along the drop-offs and ledges, and you'll see them on your graph, big schools. But I troll a big rattle trap type bait,
mm-hmm.
A swim bait. But some of my favorites for these spring fish is, what is it, a 3/4 ounce rattle trap type bait.
Yeah.
And, you know, if the sun's out, I mean, you got to, you know, stay basic. I mean, go with your blue chrome, black chrome. If it's a little overcast or cloudy, I even use a chartreuse or there's a copper colored bait that I use a lot. And, but use the bigger bait, and because they're big fish.
Yeah,
and just let it, you got to let it out. And I mean, I call it long trolling, let it out, because it's a lipless bait. So it doesn't dive and, you know, get down deep. You got to let it out. I mean, several hundred feet behind the boat, and a couple techniques when you get on these fish, if you throw your boat in neutral, you know, and stop that bait, let it fall. And I call it stop, drop, and pop, you know, and jerk your rod and this and that, and a lot of times you'll fire up a bite.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, you know, other way, which you're not long trolling so much, is use a lipped crankbait, and that lip is going to take it down. And several different manufacturers of those baits work fine, but you know, kind of the same color patterns. And you can take the back hooks off just like you do trolling in the summer, and put you a leader on there with a small pet spoon with the yellow bucktail is my favorite. And you control, you know, just 100 feet behind the boat in the tail race of your motor with that lipped crankbait and catch them. I do that more for some reason. I do that lip crankbait with the pet spoon. I do that more in the fall, like in November, October, November. And I don't know why, but I just seem like I slow troll a little bit more with the bigger baits this time of year.
You bet.
And when you hit them like that, you know, you can come around and start throwing the, then I turn around and start throwing the lip crankbaits into them. Or, you know, even like a, we call them whirly birds, you know, the blue fox, but use the quarter ounce, the bigger one, and let it, give it a chance to kind of get down deep. And you can catch them on a spoon, you know, just a regular old jigging spoon or a slab spoon.
For sure.
Once you find them, just throw it out there and let it go down deep and pop your rod up, let it fall, and man, you can load the boat once you find them like that this time of year.
That's right. David, how about roadrunners? Do you use those very often?
You know, I don't use them so much in the river.
Mm-hmm.
It seems like, you know, in the spring, I use in the creeks. You know, roadrunners are one of my favorite baits. But when I get in the river like this and these big fish in a wide open river, I just use a bigger bait. Now, I will throw a quarter-ounce jig head with a swim bait, like a, we used to call them, you know, sassy shad.
Yeah, a
shad tail body.
Right.
A shad tail body on a quarter-ounce jig head. And, you know, you fish the cuts and points and sandbars and, you know, make a long cast, let it get down deep. But, you know, that's one of my number one go-to baits over the years is that is going to be that swim bait.
Used to be a little bait called a little fishy that I've caught a bunch of white bass on. Folks, if you're listening on our great radio stations, you know where Trinity River and you know where Lake Livingston is and you know about the legendary white bass run. That's what we're talking about. But after our stations run it, this show, it becomes a podcast on everywhere. And if you're listening to it in Timbuktu, that's the area that we're talking about. And if you're coming to Texas, David Cox here, Palmetto Guide Service, you want to get a hold of David. It's some fun fishing. I call it backwoods fishing. You'll be back in a creek where there ain't nobody, put it that way. David, we're about out of time. How do people reach you if they want to come down there and experience this?
Well, best thing to do, Luke, now is just go to my website, palmettoguideservice.com. A lot of information on there. And I've got a interactive booking calendar system on there through GoFish.
Yep.
And you can look at all my available dates, answer all your questions. I mean, I'd be glad for you, anybody to call me anytime at 936-291-9602. All your questions can be answered on my website. And also, like I said, there's a interactive booking calendar right there. And I did want to throw this out there as far as the best places to fish the river. Right now, I would recommend launching over at Bethy Creek Marina. It's a great facility there. It's a safe place to leave your equipment, and you can access the river from there, and a fish cleaning facilities and lodging there. So, I just throw that out there. That's a great place to stay for your white bass run up here, especially when they're in the river.
Good deal, David. Well, David, thank you a lot, buddy. And I look forward to getting back. It's been a long time, but I'd like to get jump in the boat with you and catch some of those white bass. Folks, that about wraps our show up for this week. I've enjoyed being with you, and I hope you had a good time, too. And, folks, we're also brought to you by the Choctaw Hunting Lodge up in southeast Oklahoma, located about, 45 minutes west of Hugo, Oklahoma, owned by the Choctaw Nation. It's about 45,000 acres of awesome mountain, country, hills, valleys, loaded with game, lots of eastern turkey, and they do eastern turkey hunts if you're looking for a spot to hunt turkey in the spring.